Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette man arrested for possession of a firearm after carrying it into a local casino. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Police officers were called to Wyoming Downs on Westover Road at around 2 a.m. on Saturday to a report of a man attempting to cause fights with patrons in the casino. According to Captain Jason Marcus, it had been reported a 27-year-old man was refusing to leave the Wyoming Downs and was attempting to fight with customers. When officers arrived, the 27-year-old man was outside in the parking lot fighting with a 32-year-old man. After questioning witnesses, police learned he had previously been inside the casino, harassing patrons and attempting to get into fights. During the incident, witnesses reported he had a firearm at his side while arguing with two 32-year-old men. Sometime before police arrived, patrons witnessed the man put the firearm into a silver SUV and drive away. Marcus said officers were able to pull the SUV over, which was driven by a 34-year-old woman at Skyline Drive and Highway 1416. She consented to a search of the vehicle, and police found the 9mm pistol witnesses said they had seen the 27-year-old carrying inside the casino, along with other items that belonged to him. He was arrested and charged with breach of peace, reckless endangering, concealed weapons violation, and possession of a deadly weapon with unlawful intent. Gillette College unveils their strategic plan at town hall meeting. Thursday night in the Gillette College presentation hall, administrators presented the draft version of their strategic plan to the public. College President Dr. Janelle Oberlander presented the top four goals of the newly created district. One goal is to create a student-centered experience. Gillette Community College District plans to build pathways that lead students to timely completion of a workforce credential, transfer to a four-year college or university, or attainment of a family-sustaining career. They also plan to expand student and educational support services. The second goal is to expand and enhance innovative teaching and learning practices, also to reinforce teaching methods and modes. Another objective outlined by Oberlander is to increase workforce partnerships. Gillette College wants to positively impact the service area, region, as well as the state by providing programs that align with the labor market needs and experiences that enrich the community and reflect fiscal stewardship. The final goal presented of the draft plan is to foster institutional development, to expand professional development opportunities, and create and maintain positive work environment and a campus that is inviting. Trustees currently have a draft of the plan, which will be discussed at their April 15th board meeting at 11:30 a.m. at the Gillette College Tech Center. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.